We are WGBH 89.7 Boston. Well, the next section of our program is something that I have been thrilled to be able to bring because it is something that we very rarely get to hear in this country, let alone here in Boston and here in the studio. It is a very different kind of music than we're familiar with. It is vocal music and instrumental music from Tuva. Tuva is a tiny country in the heart of Central Asia. And we have five guests from Tuva. One of them is Sean Quirk, who's their manager and interpreter, who's here with me. Hello, Sean.
Howdy.
You live in Tuva.
That's correct. I've been living there for the past 6 years.
You don't sound like a Tuvan.
No, I'm from Milwaukee originally.
Milwaukee. And you got your music education here in the States?
Yes, at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And then one day, sort of like Lost Horizons, you woke up in Tuva? And
well, it was a little more complex than that. I got a Fulbright to go over there and learn the music in 2003 and just ended up staying there.
And it's your home now.
That's correct.
And this kind of music is, you are studying and are an expert.
That's right. I can be considered an expert. I play in the National Orchestra and produce this band as well. So it's my pride and pleasure to be able to bring it to listeners in the United States.
Well, let us first hear from our four guests the sound of this kind of Tuvan throat singing, as it's called, as we hear a very brief a cappella rendition of three Tuvan verses, which tell of the life in a nomadic summer camp. There you have a very, very perfect example of what Tuvan throat singing is all about. And this, Sean, you're going to have to help me out here.
It's called Sun Megak.
Sun Megak?
Sun Megak, yeah.
Which means?
It's male and female stags, actually.
Life in the summer meadows of stags.
Yes, well, stags and singers and nightingales. The music is very connected with nature and the nature around, especially the nomadic herding camps of the Tuvan people.
And we've heard a very good example of what is unique and spellbinding about Tuvan singing.